In 2017, Donald Trump took office in the United States. President Erdogan consolidated his power in Turkey, and 60,000 people marched in the streets of Poland calling for a white Europe. What we're seeing is a wave of nationalism, what some are calling the new nationalism, ripple around the world. In some countries, it goes all the way to the highest levels of public office, while in others, it's manifested in certain political parties making significant progress and gaining power. So we've decided to take a look back at some of the key events in a year where this was increasingly on display. In a year filled with breaking news about the presidency of Donald Trump, one of the most important and impactful events was the domestic terrorism attack in Charlottesville, Virginia. A man drove his car into a crowd of anti-racism protesters, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer and injuring at least 19 other people. President Trump's response to this attack was one of the most defining parts of his presidency thus far. He defended the white nationalists who organized the event that caused the counter-protesters to be there in the first place, saying, quote, there were very fine people on both sides. This was a telling moment because it revealed Trump knows who a core part of his base is and that he's not willing to alienate them. Multiple studies about the 2016 election have shown that many Trump voters were in favor of his highly divisive anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim rhetoric. Trump campaigned on nationalism, and he's governed accordingly. He has combined his Make America Great Again slogan with policies like record high arrests of non-criminal immigrants, a travel ban on seven countries, including refugees, and making the U.S. the only country to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accords. Those that marched in Charlottesville actually have something in common with the tens of thousands of people who marched in Poland. They're both calling for a white America and a white Europe. Around Poland's Independence Day in November 2017, about 60,000 ultra-nationalists marched in Warsaw, participating in what experts call one of the biggest far-right demonstrations in Europe in years. These groups promote anti-European Union, anti-Islam policies, and these are reflected in the Polish parliament. Back in 2015, the right-wing Law and Justice Party came to power, and they currently hold the most seats in that parliament. There's a lot of debate about whether the Law and Justice Party is more right-wing populist than nationalist. The party leaders prefer to call themselves patriotic, but they specifically promote Polish and economic nationalism.